A promise. You will come among the ruins to restore what is found now, to be wholly, completely indestructible. By faith, you become. This poem is an affirmation that the faith life are waiting on God, our sense of God, our need of Him, is not like the play Waiting for Godot, where they wait and they wait and they wait, and He never comes. And faith becomes something to downplay at best and mock at worst. This poem is the antithesis to that. It is called A Promise, and it is about a promise kept. That when God says He will come, He comes. He comes among the ruins. And He doesn't come to tisk tisk or to give us grief in any way about the ruins, about where we find ourselves at some points in our lives. But He comes, if I can use the term or the picture without being irreverent, with His sleeves rolled up. He comes to restore what is found. And the Bible says that He who begins a good work in you is faithful to complete it. And this is what the life of faith is like. God comes among the ruins. He comes to restore what He finds and to make it whole, completely indestructible. So it's not only about the promise of his coming, about the fulfillment of that promise, but it is about the overtop nature of that promise. Because if He comes to restore the ruins and make us, our faith life, our faith in Him, completely indestructible, then that suggests that we are immune to the same kind of ruination again. That there is a fearlessness that comes with that, that has the capacity to assuage the sorrow that we held in our hearts, that became the cry, you know, the way, the door for God to come. But now, the faith life going forward, once God comes and restores and makes us wholly indestructible, then this is not only about a return to what was, but it's much more about a restoration so that we can move forward. The Bible talks about moving forward, about spiritual progress, about going from glory to glory. And of course, it is a journey of faith. And by very definition, we cannot journey in faith without God. And so the last line of the poem, you become. God comes so that we can become, so that He can become. Not only our all in all, but our very reason to live, our very way of life. And when we have that kind of intimacy, that kind of understanding, that kind of faith relationship with the Lord, then the ruins of life, you know, they become something that is outside of us when they do come. They no longer overtake us. They no longer have the power to overwhelm us, let alone destroy us. They just don't have that power because the one who comes to us to live in us and act through us is much more powerful. Greater is He that is in us than he who is in the world.